Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has described it as the largest aged care funding package in Australian history. But industry experts say the reported up to $18 billion to be announced in tomorrow's budget to be spent over 4 years will not address the problems identified by the Aged Care Royal Commission. Elizabeth Drozd is the CEO of the not-for-profit organisation, the Australian Multicultural Community Services, and joins us tonight. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening to you and all the listeners.
Is this enough money to reform the aged care sector?
Well, unfortunately, it's not. I know it may sound like a lot of money, but what we have to remember is that in 2018/19, the Commonwealth Government actually cut the aged care budget by $9.8 billion as part of restraining the growth in expenditure. So when I hear of $17.7 billion, which clearly is a very significant amount, and I think that would be good, but we do have to remember that it seems to me that we're really catching up on the significant under-expenditure. So if we take $17.7 billion minus $9.8 billion, that really leaves $7.9 billion additional funding for the sector.
So will it allow more people to stay in their homes?
I hope it will. No, I have no doubt about that. And that's the aim of the government. And certainly that's the wish of senior citizens of this country. But at the same time, the current expenditure is 1.25% of gross domestic product to support our senior citizens, which is really half of what other comparable countries internationally spend. So certainly that will not be enough. And I am hoping and I'm waiting with trepidation that, in fact, what is proposed and committed to will really make a difference. We have had 20 reviews in the last two decades. We have not had enough progress. We had 27,000 people who actually died waiting in the queue for the right service. That's the Home Care Package program, which is the most one of the very popular programs with seniors. And it is so because it's customized, it's really responsive to people's needs. At the beginning of this year, we had 90,000 people who were still waiting for the right care to help them live at home.
In your view, what are the priorities in terms of aged care facilities? Is it patient-staff ratios or greater regulation of the system? Both were identified as problems by the Royal Commission.
Well, it's both, and we have to remember that it's not just residential care that's very, very important for seniors, but really senior citizens prefer to actually live in their own home. And the government has been supporting the whole home care industry and providers to make sure that the services that are needed and wanting as part of appropriate care in Australia are supported and funded adequately. At the same time, we have a number of challenges, which I'm sure you and listeners have heard from the Royal Commission, and unfortunately some of the very confronting examples of neglect and failure of care. But overall, as someone who has worked in the industry for 30 years, my conclusion is that there's really inadequate respect for our senior citizens. And this is not by design, but it's really by default. The senior population is the most experienced and wisest part of our population. It makes sense for the well-being of the economy that we harness that. The Japanese have a very good approach to that, and they have what's known as ikigai, and they want to make sure that every older person has a reason to get up for in the morning. We don't have that in Australia. There have been a number of reports, over 20 of them. Those of us that have worked in this sector, we hope that the Royal Commission report will be the last report. But unfortunately, whether it's $10 billion, which was initially the amount mentioned, $17.7 billion, it is not what industry experts are saying. So the Grattan Institute indicated and have done the estimation that what is needed is between $7 to $10 billion a year to really address the challenges that the sector has.
So I suppose it goes back to the fact that that is a very big price tag every year to fund this sector. So where should the extra money come from?
Well, I support an increase in Medicare levy. We all know from the Royal Commission into Aged Care report that 61% of the population supports that. So 1% on taxable income for an average taxpayer would be $610 per year. So 61% of the population supports that as long as they can be assured that the senior population will receive the right care. So that's one. There have been other, there are other suggestions that are being made in terms of the asset tests and the changing the negative gearing, which I know is controversial in the community. Some people agree and some disagree, but clearly it's tax benefits for the more wealthy part of the population.
We're going to be waiting and we'll find out tomorrow night. Elizabeth, thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Elizabeth Drozd is the CEO of the not-for-profit organisation, the Australian Multicultural Community Services.